Welcome to the Filipina Journey Podcast. I am Isabel, your one and only host. Good morning, good afternoon, and good day to everyone listening. This podcast is about the life of a little brown lady, a Filipina, who loves to take people on her expedition that is life. From her high school experience, to sports, to culture, to family, and to many more. I hope you enjoy today's episode. Let's go! Hello, welcome back to the Filipina Journey Podcast. I have here a guest. Her name is Farina. She's a writer, surfer, and coach, helping conscious creatives build life by divine design. And also, she has a podcast, Talk to Stoke. And I listened to some of it. Some are about entrepreneurs, freelancing, and even about surfing. Hello, welcome.
Hi, Isa. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be one of the first podcasts for the second quarter.
Yeah.
I think you're the first for the second quarter, so yay.
Yes, I'm super happy that you actually accepted my invite. And before I talk about your surfing life, can you tell me a little bit more about yourself?
Right. So, again, my name is Farina. As you mentioned, I'm a surfer. I wear many hats, but primarily at my core, I'm a creative, I'm a writer, and surfing has been the instrument for me to discover my passion, which for writing. And now looking at it, it's like, what do you call this one? A cycle of finding myself through different identities, whether it's a surfer, it's a writer, it's a island girl, or now currently living in the farm girl. So so I spend half of the year, when the waves are off or not the best for surfing, I spend them in the mountains in our farm. And if they're pumping, good for surfing, then I stay by the beach, which was where I was previously 3 weeks ago. So yeah, and for a livelihood, I used to be a corporate gal. Worked there for four plus years, resigned, left the corporate world twice. I wrote my way into freelancing and freelanced my way into, you know, full-time freedom, which means I still work. Don't get me wrong, I still work, but it's been escaping the hustle and grind of the corporate structure that even if a lot of us, you know, we've left the corporate world, but we still have, you know, the corporate structure very embedded in us. Yep. That was the last 6 years of my life, was trying to find my own path amid, you know, that circle and cycle. And that's why I'm very passionate about inspiring and educating other creatives who are like me, used to be like me, on the journey to being somewhat the same as me. To help them, you know, build life by their own design, not a life of somebody else or a life that's forced upon them. So that's the short version of my novel.
Yeah. Wow, that's actually like the dream life. You know, I've always wanted to live in an island, live in the province, and start surfing if ever. And I know I'm never too young or too old for that. And yeah, can you tell me how you started surfing?
Right, this is a very, very funny story. Actually, it's not, it's actually because I bought a GoPro. That's the main reason. But it was really funny. It was like, I didn't plan it. I didn't even know surfing existed until I bought a GoPro. Because I love mermaiding. Like, I love freediving. I love mermaiding. Yeah. And when I got the GoPro, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can document my journey. So if you follow me on Instagram and try to stalk me, scroll to the very bottom. I never deleted my previous post, but you can see I have, like, you know, me with my mermaid tail.
Yeah, wow,
me,
that's like, interesting.
Yeah, with my mermaid fin, rather. And then I got kind of bored. It was fun. Like, it was very relaxing and there's serenity under the sea, but I got bored. And while I was looking, of course, I followed GoPro on Instagram. I'm like, oh, there are people actually surfing. And I'm like, I know the Philippines is an island. Maybe they're surfing. And you know what? I am laughing at myself now, because what I knew back then about surfing, I even said, there's no surfing where I live. So by the way, I forgot. I was born in Bicol, but I grew up and I currently live in Mindanao. So I used to be from Davao City. I still am a Davaoeni at heart. But, you know, again, I wear many hats. I have many roots. But part of them is really in Davao. I didn't know that there was a surf spot 3 hours away from Davao. So with a group of friends, I kind of like, who had cars, because I couldn't drive then. I was like, let's go to the nearest surf spot and try surfing. And that's how I got into it. And wow. Unlike all the other people who I invited to surf, I have never met anyone like me who was not able to stand on the surfboard on her first two days of trying.
So, wow.
That's yeah, I never got to stand.
Wow, that's such a great start, and it's a very inspiring one. Can you tell me, since you didn't really plan this surfing journey at all, getting through surfing, did anyone teach you? Did you have a coach, or was it self-taught, or did you have any relatives or friends or family around you to actually help you?
Yeah, so I had nobody into surfing. The only closest thing that my family was into was going to the beach on Sundays to spend their Sunday family day by the beach. So I really found someone to teach me. When, for example, I went to the Hikan Surf Resort, I wrote about this in my blog, ferinasantos.com, or Millennial Mermaid. It's so hard to spell, so just type my name. It's easier. I wrote about surfing, and I wrote how I started. I actually really got a coach, and I can remember all my instructors, all my coaches, whether they were like formal training where I actually hired somebody to teach me. But I know that I don't know how to surf, and so it's really important for me. Like, I don't want to waste my time learning from YouTube or learning by reading, which I could do, but I'm like, no, just teach me now and then,
yeah,
there at the beach, right? Because I'm just gonna have a much better time, and I'm gonna have much more fun learning to surf, because there's so much more to learn. I mean, the basics of standing, paddling, getting, catching your own wave is one whole thing in itself, and the other 90% of surfing is courage, is mindset, is even stamina, and finding out what kind of waves you like, because not everything that you see is actually something you'll actually enjoy. So, yeah. Long story short, and quick answer to your question, I ask basically anybody who was willing to teach me, whether for a fee or for free, I would learn from them. Like, even people, random people in the lineup, I'll ask them, hey, was that good enough, or was that a right thing to do? You know, I mean, not every stranger, obviously, but those who were willing to teach me, I would be thirsty for, you know, tips, tricks, because that's how you learn. It's really how you learn.
Wow, I can see from just that answer, I can see how passionate you were in learning how to surf, and yeah, that's amazing. Actually, sobrang nakaka-inggit that you actually can surf. Parang when you ask someone, that's like the dream, to learn how to surf, to live in the island. That really is the dream. And I think I started getting to know more about surfing when I watched Soul Surfer. Have you watched that movie? That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's Bethany Hamilton. She's a very inspiring, very, very inspiring athlete. And I think she's one of a really good examples of somebody who's very multi-passionate. You know, she's just not just a surfer. She's also a mom. She's now a mom, but before she became a mom, she started a foundation for people. But I think the mere fact that she has one less arm and she surfs so much better than people with complete body parts is just crazy.
Yeah, I think that's how I started really getting super interested in surfing. And yeah, that's amazing. That was an amazing story. Can you tell me, has this always been your dream to actually surf? Did you ever think ever in your life when you were young that I'm gonna live in the beach, gonna surf and all that?
Yeah. So I always kind of associated myself by the beach. Actually, when I was younger, I would play around when we would go to Sundays, we would go to the beach with my family. I would imagine myself as a mermaid and then diving, you know, Little Mermaid influence, Disney. I mean, raise your hand. Who did not get influenced by that?
That's true.
Right? So, always imagine myself as a mermaid. So, when I started surfing, I never thought that it would actually be so instrumental in my life that I know it is and still a huge part of me. But I remembered back then, even before surfing, I remembered I had this vision as a child. It was just a hazy vision. And when I say vision, it's like this image in my head that when somebody would ask me, so what do you want to be when you grow up? People would answer yung mga profession, right? Like, mm-hmm. I want to be a doctor, I want to be blah, 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 I want to be blah, blah, like, I want to be a lawyer, doctor. There's nothing wrong with professions, but I was not one of those people who answered mm-hmm. a profession because I didn't know what I wanted to be when I grew up. I just knew that I wanted to live by the beach. Like, the exact vision in my head was like, I will wake up, open a window, balcony, see the waves, and then head to my laptop to write.
Wow.
That was the only vision. Wow. So I had a place, I had the lifestyle in already. This is the lifestyle I wanted. I just didn't know it yet. That was actually, all I knew was like, beach, I write for a living, and I live by the beach. I guess that was all it. I didn't know if I was surfing there, but that was the vision. And it never really changed. It did get buried with things that I thought I wanted to do. Like, I thought I was going to be a doctor because everybody, you know, I think as a child, I mean, 90%, either you be a doctor, you be a lawyer,
that's true. You
be a policeman. I don't know, mention other common professions that us as Filipinos, when we grow up, right, we want to be those people, or maybe artista, let's add that to the list. But I never thought that I would, it wasn't like, oh, when I grow up, I want to be this. It wasn't like that. It just was just in the back of my mind. And as I grew up, as I got to know myself more, that image became clearer and clearer, but it never changed. And so I'm like, just follow that. I mean, that's what I always have imagined. So why not make it a reality? And slowly, it became a reality.
Yeah.
Well, but it took years.
Yep, of course. But yeah, it's actually kind of a unique answer now when someone asks you what your dream job is. People will really say a real job, a real profession. And as of your answer, it's a vision, it's a lifestyle, and it's actually pretty interesting. And it's amazing how you're now living that kind of lifestyle. And maybe, yeah, I think you can start. I think that's what you call it, by starting small. Parang you just vision lifestyle you want to have in the future, and then when you're there, that's the time you actually get to know what profession you really want to be. But
and I think just to jump on what you just mentioned, parang we are very, I think it's really the system we were built, you know, from 19 blah blah blah. We're born in this system that we already have to have something to do. We it's not like you grew up and like you're allowed to explore. For me, it wasn't like that, right? But I really, now when I think about it, I would really sort of like even recommend, don't get glued to a profession. Get glued to the lifestyle that you want, because you can always find a profession to fill that lifestyle to finance your lifestyle. And that's also what I teach in like some of my clients in a paid program. It's like, now, even now as I'm growing, building life by design is continuous, right? And the beautiful thing about this is what you get to design, you get to decide what kind of profession, and the good, even the better best thing about this is that, you know, it can be anything. Now it's not a rarity to be able to monetize your hobby, your professions, and it can eventually be something that sustains you. Yeah. So what is to say that, like you, what you're doing with your podcast, I mean, you love doing it, who knows? Like, maybe you're already even monetizing it right now as we speak, and I just don't even know it, but right? I mean, there are so many things, and I really love it that when you have a lifestyle or you have a vision of just something like a picture or a memory or an imagined experience, let's say, stick to that, because that's really what you really want underneath. You can be a doctor, you can be whatever, but eventually your passions will never stop calling you until you listen to it. And when you wake up one day and you feel like, I'm not satisfied, I'm not fulfilled, it's because you've been not heeding the call of your passion or your calling, and that's going to make you miserable. So might as well just do it, and then do it, and then you'll realize that, oh, it's just like this. Or maybe some people, like, they do it and they're happy with just being able to do that, and they can move on with life. But some people like me, like surfing, I did it and I have never moved away from it, and that's it for me. I keep doing it. So I mean, it's both a good thing, because at the end of the day, you will feel satisfied, you'll be fulfilled, and you'll feel that you're not missing out.
Yeah. Wow. Oh my gosh. Before I move on to the next question, I just want to add to that, because I really like what you just said, like everything you just said. I think it's true. I think people should stop putting the stigma na when someone asks you what profession you want to be, or what job you want to do in the future. I think we should stop the stigma that we have to actually answer a specific job. And it has to be actually the high-paying job. But honestly, that's the stigma. That's the kind of answer your titas would want to expect.
Definitely. Definitely. Right. And when you answer, like, be a writer, or like you want to be an artist, they're going to say, walang pera yan. Walang pera sa art.
Right.
And it's like, I'm going to shove it in their faces. Nicely, hi, tita. I'm going to shove it in their faces. I'm like, I left the corporate world. Although I didn't leave the corporate world with a high-paying, blah, 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 writing job. I had to find my way through that. But now, like, there are people and there are ways you can find a job without having to go through the years that I went through. But I have made a living out of writing. It may not be the traditional way of writing, like get a book, publish that, you know, the famous way we know. But I can call myself a professional writer, because 90% of what I do came from, what I earned is from writing.
So, right.
Right.
But yeah, to sum that up, because that was an amazing topic lang that we actually tackled. But yeah, to sum it up, if someone asks you what job you want to do, what profession you want to do, you can just have a very simple answer. It can be like, I want to inspire someone through my writing. It can be like that.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a doctor, a lawyer, or anything.
Agree. You can just say, I want to make people smile.
Yeah.
What do you want when we grow up? Or I want to make dogs happy.
Right. Yeah. And I think we should just normalize that kind of answer, that kind of saying. And yeah,
yeah.
Amazing. Talking about corporate life and all that, based on experience and observation, what are the differences of living in an island and living in a city? Because mostly, if you're living in a city, it's mostly the corporate jobs. And siguro when you're living in an island, it's more of either you're a freelancer or you're an athlete or anything.
I think the biggest difference living in the city and in the island life, I mean, aside from obvious geographic locations, right? If you really like meant to live in an expansive, unstructured, flowy world, then it's really the island life for you. But the difference really is, you know, aside from that, I think it really boils down to people. I think the difference really is the lifestyle. And it's easy to say, but when you're there, like, you know, like, everybody wants money. Everybody wants to fulfill the job of their dreams. But when you put your job of your dreams in an environment not of your dream, you're not gonna thrive. And that's what happened to me, because I was chasing the money and I was chasing the accolades of like content creator at blah 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 at Manila or Tigas blah 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 and all these other, you know, fancy smanchy stuff. Especially if you're living from the outside the capital, you tend to think like, oh, if I work in Manila, if I work in the metro, I'm like, yeah, I've made it. But I wasn't happy, because I wasn't where I was thriving. I wasn't the environment I was really meant to be, and honestly I wanted to be, because I could earn XXX every month, but then I would spend XXX just to make me happy on other stuff that I thought money could buy me happy. So basically, when you move away from comfort, like your city comforts, like even mani-pedis and all these things, you know, but COVID has changed all of that, so parang not really relatable anymore now. But a different, and now with COVID, you even see that how amazing it is to live outside the city. Like now we our whole family, we moved out of the city to this, yeah, like I told you, 3 Mbps place up in the mountains. But you can breathe fresh air without a mask. You don't need to wear a mask because you have hectares of land around you, or at least enough land that you couldn't hear your neighbor sneeze, right?
Yeah.
And so we just now see cities as places where people, like a colony, like an ant colony, people needed to work. But because something changed in the system, people can see that we can actually have much better lives outside the city if only, like, example, we had better internet. Electricity wasn't in and out all the time, but, you know, like, it's really more of, like, the structure, and basically moving away from the city is really, the difference is really just that you are more in control of your lifestyle. And that's it for me, right? I cannot say the same for a city lover, because I'm sure they care. They're able to design their lives in city in a way they love, but that's not me. So for me, I would really give you a biased answer that it's like, away from the city life, whether it's island life, mountain life, province life, it's really that you are in control. Like 4 o'clock, maybe, or 5 o'clock, maybe the time out, like check out, what they call that, UWIan time. So I even forgot the term, like UWIan time. What they call the term in corporate? That when you go home, but yeah, check out time. It's weird. I forgot the term, but yeah, like. Time is different. Time runs differently when you're not in a city where it's very structured.
Yeah. Siguro to sum that up, siguro I can say wherever you're happy, then that's your place. And actually, just in this pandemic, I can say and I believe that those who live in the island, in the provinces area, I think they have an advantage actually. Like, if you're in a city, it's super crowded. I'm living in Manila, and I kind of hate it here because it's not really, okay, say ayos. It's not really ayos compared to, yeah, there in Davao. You don't really have to, you know, wear masks because, yeah, the air is clean, and you guys are medyo separated and all that. But even if you had your bias, honestly, I would really want to live in the beach also. Kasi, actually, we're always in the beach, if not Palawan, Boracay, every year. But then that stopped, of course, last year and this year. But whenever we're in the beach, I just tell myself, like, oh my gosh, this is where I want to live in the future, in the beach. Because I really love the beach. I love swimming. I love the sand. And I just love the fresh air compared to the very
yeah.
air. Here when I just open the door, open my room, it's just really different compared to
it really does have a huge impact on you as a person internally as well. And you know what, if it's your dream to go like live by the beach, for sure you can make it one day. I mean, you're young, and even if you're old, you can. I mean, like you said it earlier, right? It's never too late, it's never too early. But the important thing is that you know where you want to be, because that's, I think, like, I don't know if you mentioned it before, but I think knowing the direction you want to take is so much better than just not knowing, because at least you know which step, next step to take, right?
And wait, before I move on to the next question, it is true that it will affect your mental health, because imagine if you're in the beach, you open the door, wow, parang your day is already complete with the air. Like, that's the kind of life I want to live. I think this is just the dream life talaga of an individual. Okay, moving on to the next question. Talking about being too old or too young. Let's move on to, are you ever too old or too young to start to learn surfing?
This, I would say, there is no age limit or no cap to learning to surf. I know kids as young as what? As soon as they can swim, they don't even have to learn how to stand. Already, their parents are practicing them on their surfboards. I have a 5-year-old friend. Actually, she just turned 5. She's a 4-year-old. And she already knows how to catch her own waves and stand up on a surfboard. and she's awesome and she can swim. And my mom, who's already, I forgot how old my mom is, but I think she's almost a senior citizen. I think she's 2 years shy or 1 year shy of being a senior citizen. She learned how to surf before COVID. It was like 2018. With a one piece. Like, I'm not going to wear a rash guard and shorts. That's not me. Wow. One piece. And she was able to ride and stand up on her first try. And also my mom can skateboard. Wow. Just FYI. So my mom's super cool. She knew how to skate before I knew how to skate. Just had to put it out there because, yeah, I don't know how she knows, but she knows. But she doesn't like do the gnarly stuff and, you know, like go around. But she can, if you gave her a board, she can. So I think the only thing that would be stopping you is that even if you don't know how to swim, you can actually surf. It's not even an excuse. So yeah, there's no age limit as long as you're willing to try and you're willing to fall.
Yeah. Wow. And your mother is a perfect example of you're never too old to do anything. Like, just the perfect example. Wow.
Yeah, and Bethany Hamilton too. If you even have one less arm.
That's true. That's true. Wow. This has been a really good conversation. But before we end, I have one last question. Do you have any advice to those who dream of becoming a surfer? Or like me, I want to, you know, learn how to surf in the future or live in the beach. Do you have any advice?
My advice would be to remember three things, right? You have the lifestyle you envision. And I call that the freedom lifestyle. Right, whether it's by the beach, by the mountains, it's the freedom lifestyle. And I think right now you're maturing in your mindset to achieve that kind of lifestyle. I mean, you're doing a podcast. I mean, who does podcasts at 18? Or I mean other people have other things to do at that age. When I was 18, I can't remember what I did. So you're maturing your mindset, you're learning even as you do this podcast. And I think that's very, very important. And the third aspect that I want to give you is find an aligned business, right? It doesn't have to be now. It can be a side hustle first and you grow it, or freelance it first while you grow it. I don't know if you're already working yet because you mentioned you were younger, but I'm not sure if you are. If you aren't yet.
Well, I haven't. I'm an intern. I have internships. Just that.
Oh, that's great. Then you are at the perfect time to start building wealth. And when I mean building wealth, it's not just the money in your bank account. It's also your mindset. Wealth and abundance are a mindset, and they're not the money in your bank. Because what is money in your bank if you can't even spend it and enjoy your life, right? So mindset, aligned business. For me, it's called creative mindset because I'm a creative, and I bet you are too. Creative, and you do graphics, so I feel like you're a creative. You're a creative mindset. Find an aligned business, support your freedom lifestyle, right? However that works, because you will always be working towards your lifestyle. So might as well, as early as now, find something that can sustain that. Whether it's still, you know, doing a side hustle, doing another freelance job, starting your business. Find a way to just monetize whatever you're passionate about, however that can look like. There are a billion ways you can do it online by yourself, or if you have enough money to hire a coach and jumpstart your business. Because I mean, I was able to start a business in less than 3 months when I hired a coach, compared to 2016 when I started, left the corporate world until 2020. I did it by myself. So can you imagine the 4 years versus the 3 months that I but it was important. But I would say, if you have, or you can save for it, because it's actually an investment for your self-development, right? An investment for your business. So I would say that as early as now, find something that you love to do, you're passionate about it, you're willing to do for free, and then monetize that so you can slowly, you know, build wealth to sustain your lifestyle. And I'm not saying this now, you're never gonna live your lifestyle. If your family decides to move, then why not? But for you, if you can find ways that you can kind of fill that desire in. Let's say go for a vacation, or if by then, like if it's not yet, you know, a lockdown, but if it, like right now, you know, like there's a really huge opportunity for you to save while the world is still waiting to heal and open up. It's not going to be easy, because I mean, I cannot imagine being stuck and not being able to surf, and you know, you want it. But while the world is healing. This is our chance to save up. So when the doors open, I'm like, bam, swipe my credit card. Or maybe that's the wrong idea. Swipe my card, my debit card, not my credit card. You don't want credit. But yeah. Again, I'm just going to recap for you again. So it's really, you know, nurture, keep nurturing your creative mindset. Find an aligned business so you can sustain your freedom lifestyle. And just cycle lang siya. It's a cycle. Keep it, keep doing that. Find something that really, whatever you want to do for free, just monetize that. And that's going to be something that you can create a business out of.
Wow. I don't know with you guys, but I learned a lot, like a lot. And for sure, this will not be the last time I'm talking to you because I need you. You already changed my life. And like the last 8 minutes, you did change my life. Aww. I learned a lot, Gabby. That will be it for this episode. But before I end this recording, do you want to promote anything? Your podcast?
Actually, my podcast is Stuck to Stoke Podcast. It's available where. Ever you listen to podcasts, and if you want to hang out with me virtually online, because you know I'm too far in the mountains to be reached by anybody, Instagram is the place to go. My Instagram is at Farina Santos, and you can also check out a lot of other stuff. I write a lot on my website and on Instagram as well. My website is farinasantos.com, and if you know me from before, I have the persona of the Millennial Mermaid, but it's really kind of hard to spell on a podcast, so just go visit my name, Farina Santos.
I'll be putting all the links down below. But yes. Thank you so much. You don't know, but Gabby, I really learned a lot. You basically changed my life. You changed like my perspectives and all that. But yeah, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure to be here. See you. I hope to see you someday soon on the beach whenever the world is free to travel. No.
Sure. Yes.
Sige. Stay in touch. Bye-bye. Thank you so much. Mwah.
Thank you for listening to the Filipina Journey podcast. If you're listening through Apple Podcasts, please rate this podcast. It will really help me a lot. Follow this podcast on Spotify or wherever you're listening to get updated whenever I post an episode. You can also support this podcast with a small monthly donation to help me sustain my future episodes. The link to support is on the podcast and episode description. If you have any questions or suggestions, you may contact me through my email, thefilipinajourney@gmail.com, or through Instagram at thefilipinajourney. You can also send a voice message through anchor.fm/isabelvc/message. You can also now like the Filipina Journey page on Facebook, and you can join the small group, The Filipina Journey. The link is also on the episode description, and that will be it for today. Let's talk soon. Bye-bye!